From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A victory for President Obama. U.S. Senator Barbara Mikulski has announced that she will vote in favor of the recent international agreement on Iran's nuclear program. The Maryland Democrat becomes the 34th member of the Senate to support the accord. Her vote ensures that President Barack Obama will prevail in the administration's effort to complete action on the agreement. Photographs of the body of a migrant boy that washed up on a Turkish beach were printed Wednesday in newspapers across Europe. Turkish authorities believe the boy was one of 13 Syrian migrants who drowned Wednesday when two boats collapsed. And hundreds of migrants demanding free passage to Germany resumed protests Wednesday at Budapest's main international train station. Riot police outside the terminal pushed back the migrants. The United Nations Children's Fund says the number of migrants, women and children, fleeing countries heading to Europe has increased sharply in recent months. Lisa Schlein reports.
The UN Children's Fund says some 3,000 people arrive in Macedonia every day. It says one-third of them are women and children. UNICEF spokesman Christoph Bulirak tells VOA many families, including many children, have been on the move for weeks, even months, enduring searing heat and other enormous hardships. He says many arrive at the Macedonian border with only the clothes on their backs. All are physically exhausted. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
A former Congolese rebel leader, Bosco Ntaganda, known as the Terminator, has pleaded not guilty to charges of war crimes and crimes against humanity at his trial at the International Criminal Court in The Hague. This is VOA News.